And this gentleman certainly is. And, of course, it's John Lott. And he is a busy guy with his new book. It's called The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. We've had him on before, and it's always good, and it's a blessing to have him on again. John Lott, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. And, of course, first of all, the book is out there. The facts are there, folks, okay? There's no reason not to understand the facts when they are right there in between two covers in John's book, The War on Guns. So you need a copy of this. And, of course, in the latest news, we have this situation with Katie Couric. That's still out there in the $12 million lawsuit in the War on Guns. Right, Mr. Lott?
Yeah. No, it's keeping it alive.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And so apparently, Katie Couric and the makers of Under the Gun, they got this defamation suit over this documentary. Can you kind of fill in the holes here?
Sure. Well, the movie that she did came out in May, mm-hmm. and what happened was the main point it was pushing was these background checks on private transfers of guns. So she had a group of pretty much everyday citizens, for the large part from Virginia,
yeah.
where she asked them reportedly a question about whether they wanted to stop terrorists and other bad guys from getting guns, and why they would oppose the current background check system or expanding it. And they had immediate answers, but mm-hmm. what she did was, instead, was they had another part of the interview where they had asked everybody to be quiet for a minute so that they could have a measure of the ambient background sound there.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut their answers out and replaced it with that part of the interview where they asked everybody to be quiet.
Right.
And so you have her asking a question and then making it look like these people were looking down at their shoes or looking up in the air, looking embarrassed, that they just didn't know what to say in response to her question. So rather than, you know, made it look like, boy, she had really caught them. I mean, here she pointed out to them that bad guys would be able to get guns if they didn't have the types of regulations that she wanted to have. And, in fact, they had a response. And so they've sued, saying that they were made to look stupid and that they didn't have a response to her answer, when, in fact, they did. So, you know, unfortunately, it's just par for the course on this stuff. But I think they're going to have a relatively easy time to sue because these were private, not public citizens.
Right.
If you're a public person, in order to sue for defamation, you have to go and prove that the person had malice, that
mm-hmm.
they purposely did something to make you look bad, and that they knew what they were doing was false. That's a much higher standard, though they might even be able to make that in this case. But if you're a private person, you just have to show that what they did was inaccurate. And I think that they can meet that standard here pretty easily.
John R. Lott Jr. is our guest, obviously the author of War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, also the president of Crime Prevention Research. And, you know, when I'm looking at some of this, Your interviews, let me just go back a little bit. Here, let me read you this. Here's a quote from a gentleman. "We want to set the record straight and hold them accountable for what they've done," said Virginia Citizens Defense League President Philip Van Cleve, and this is through CNN. John Lott, our guest, was interviewed for Under the Gun. This is the documentary. And his expertise accounted for a large portion of the documentary's content. But when Michael Bloomberg screened the movie, Bloomberg ordered that your interviews be cut. Right, John?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, apparently Bloomberg's provided some financing, I guess, for Couric movies in the past. I don't know if there's funding for this one.
Yeah.
And when she showed it to him, Bloomberg generally had a policy of trying to keep me from getting media attention.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he did again in this case.
Yeah, and by the way, he also founded Every Town for Gun Safety. And I remember John Lott, you do too, we probably talked about it, when Bloomberg came in with his $50 million trying to sway a certain recall election in Colorado when we got rid of a couple of these ninnies who put some gun laws on the books, which, by the way, are still on the books in Colorado. But, you know, they're after it. There's no doubt about it. And this is why, and by the way, this is why our media is in such the tank, because they're just the long arm of the political left, aren't they, Mr. Lott?
Right. Well, what I try to show in the War on Guns is that the media often, there are a couple surveys that show drops in gun ownership, yeah. And whenever they come out, you'll get headlines in the New York Times and other places trumpeting that.
Right.
But most of the other surveys show that gun ownership has been either constant or even some evidence that it's been increasing. And but those are ignored when those come out.
Yes,
I had a situation I talk about in the War on Guns, mm-hmm. where you had ABC News called me up last year. They were doing a special on guns in the home.
Yeah.
And what they were wanting to show was that gun ownership was dropping. They wanted to go and show that gun owners were somehow more isolated, different than other people.
Yeah.
And I point out, well, you know, you're using this survey, but ABC News has its own survey showing that gun ownership has remained constant over the last few decades.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't you think you ought to at least mention that you guys have your own survey that shows dramatically different right. results than the survey that you want to go and show? Anyway, when the news report came out, they only mentioned the other survey. They never mentioned that their own survey had shown no drop in gun ownership over the same period of time.
Tell you what, I mean, it's a book that you guys need to get a hold of. I don't care who you are, where you live, whether you own guns or not. We're dealing with the Second Amendment here. And Hillary Clinton, I know John and I have talked about this. Hillary Clinton, she'll go right to work to dissemble and destroy the Second Amendment if she becomes president. Isn't that right, Mr. Lott?
Well, I mean, all one has to do is look at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Right now, it's basically a 4-4 divided court that you have there, where you have four members of the court saying that there is no individual right
yes,
to
sir.
Self-defense, and you have four members who say that there is.
Mm-hmm.
With Scalia's death earlier this year,
yeah.
Antonin Scalia had been the fifth vote that had struck down Washington, D.C.'s gun ban.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton has said multiple times that she will overturn that. And if she just appoints one person to the Supreme Court, she'll be able to accomplish that goal. And the thing is, you'll have some places like Washington, D.C. that will immediately pass a gun ban. But you have other places like California, for example, which is on a path to essentially banning handguns within a couple years. Since 2001, they've banned about over 1,200 different models of handguns because of so-called, quote, safety regulations, where you can, you know, test to see whether or not a gun that you drop off of the top of a tall building onto concrete is damaged in any way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that have nothing to do with any practical use
right.
of a gun. And if she's able to reverse these recent Supreme Court decisions, then it'll be perfectly possible for a state like California to, in fact, completely ban handguns.
John Lott, our guest, the author of the book that should be on your table right now, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, is our guest and our friend, and we appreciate this. And by the way, I want people to go read the story. It's over at Breitbart. It's we're just discussing Bloomberg demanding that John Lott's interview be cut from the current gun control film. You just look it up under Breitbart. It's easy to find. But also, you know, and the battleground states, Colorado is in play, and Colorado's kind of a big deal these days, isn't it, John?
Right, well, Frank Luntz, the pollster, just had a tweet yesterday where he broke down the electoral college numbers, and
right.
he claimed that if the election were held today, the election would be determined by Colorado. Whichever way Colorado went, it's kind of the swing state,
yes,
he was arguing right now in this election.
Well, I mean, I know it's a snapshot in time, as they say, but this is getting closer and closer, and people need to be armed with information, pardon the pun, but it's true. And everybody needs to also put this in your favorites, crimeresearch.org, that's John's website, crimeresearch.org. And John Lott, it's always great and an honor to talk to you, sir. Thanks for all your hard work, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime, John.